Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. All right, good evening. Matthew Altizer, I'm Richard Dole. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. All right. Well, that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
We should keep this up.
That's right.
We should, just piece together a friendly conversation for the first 20 seconds of each show every week, and then somebody can splice it all together and think, man, these guys are deep.
Yeah, we're deep.
Yeah, we're deep, all right.
Hey, speaking of deep, how's your search for the perfect baseball hat going?
You know, that's funny because anybody that's listening right now would not understand what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right.
Because our show didn't air last week. So although we made a really spectacular show, so I think we're going to play it next week. We'll play it next week. Next week, we're going to have our part two of what we missed in 2017. And this is Matthew's picks. And so he played or will play. I don't know what the proper viewpoint is here anymore. I feel like I'm in a science fiction book. But he has done and going to be playing Kamasi Washington and Rudresh Mahanthapa, some spectacular albums.
And that is correct.
Yeah, it was a fun show. It was a good conversation. And in that show, we talked about hat wear for me. Mm-hmm. And I've just decided I just don't look good in hats. So I don't know. We'll talk more about that, Matthew, in the future. Okay. But for right now, we have a pretty special show tonight. And I implore people to keep tuning in every Wednesday because there's some really great album. We're going to really, Matthew, we haven't talked about this, but I think we should really try to keep up on the new releases because there's some really great music.
Yeah, there were, I think one of the radio promoters just sent us like three new albums today.
Yes, and I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So that's
cool. We'll play a bunch of new music. We'll really try to, dive deep into this stuff instead of what we usually do, which is dive semi-shallow.
Yeah, we just kind of wade in.
Yeah.
And we finally get out to the first buoy 6 months later. It's like, oh, this is spectacular. And then it's too late. But it just so happens that tonight we're going to be playing music from an album that came out January 19th of 2018. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just dropped. That's what they say in the trade. And we're doing this partly because this artist is going to be at the Jazz Kitchen this coming Sunday on January 28th. It's Jason Marsalis and his band, the 21st Century Trad Band. And the album is called Melody Reimagined Book One. And it's a really great album. It's a very lively album. They have two shows this Sunday. We'll just get all this stuff out of the way, and we'll repeat this throughout the show so you don't forget it. But it is they have a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show. And for more information about the tickets, because you can buy tickets to that, it's at thejazzkitchen.com. And Jason Marsalis, I mean, he's part of the family that has, they're NEA Jazz Masters from the first family of jazz. They're like the first family of jazz is what I guess people are calling them. But the Marsalis family. And Jason is great. He's the drummer. He's a percussionist. But actually on this album and for this tour, he's playing vibraphone, mallet percussion, and it's great. He sounds great. He's a great writer, and the tunes are really cool. And you really liked this album, didn't you, Matthew?
I did. It's just straight ahead traditional jazz at its finest. I mean, you can tell that the Marsalis family knows what they're doing. And Jason probably is one of the names that doesn't get as much play as some of the other Marsalis kids, but he should, because it's just spectacular what he's doing.
Yes, I agree. And his dad makes an appearance on this one, and his brother, Delphio, on trombone, makes an appearance on a track. And overall, this whole album is just... I think it's a solid album. I really like this album, and we're gonna play a couple tunes here. But Matthew, you said that you were surprised that I liked this album, and I'd like to discuss that more of why you thought I wouldn't like this album. But so why don't we? Why don't we play a couple tunes? What do you think?
Yeah. Can we play? Well, let's play the first track of the album.
Okay.
And it's just the perfect way to open up an album. Ratio Man Strikes Again. Such a great tune.
I agree. This is a great album. It's a Melody Reimagined, Book One by Jason Marsalis. The band is called 21st Century Trad Band, and they're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen this Sunday, January 28th, for 7 and 9 o'clock shows. For more information, you can visit thejazzkitchen.com. Stay tuned. We're going to play a lot more tunes. This is Ratio Man Strikes Again by Jason Marsalis. Thank you. Ratio Man Strikes Again from the new album by Jason Marsalis. It's called Melody Reimagined Book One with his band, the 21st Century Trad Band. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And this band is going to be at the Jazz Kitchen on January 28th, this Sunday. Two shows, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. If you want more information, please go to thejazzkitchen.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. And we'll have some information linking to the tickets, how to buy tickets there on for the shows. And if you want to contact us and tell us how much you enjoy this album, or ask us, gee, Matthew and Rich, how can we get this album? You can email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com, and we'll tell you all the great places where this album can be purchased. For past shows that you may have missed, you can go to haveyouheardjazz.com. All sorts of music all the time from all of us to all of you. I think that's pretty much it. That's my spiel.
You did a good job on that spiel.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I've been writing that all day. I've been working on it. This is a fun album. It's just a quartet, which I guess is, financially more feasible than a big band or an octet or even a quintet, because there's, less people in it. But it's Jason Marsalis on vibes, Will Goble on bass, Austin Johnson on Austin Johnson on piano, and Dave Potter on drums. And I was just thinking while I was reading those names, like, there's a whole bunch of names that I can actually pronounce, and then I messed it up. So, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking to Elliot Mason, a spectacular trombone player, and his wife is on his album. She's an amazing singer. But she has a Serbian name that has not a lot of vowels in it and lots of little marks above and below the consonants. And I have no idea how to pronounce her name. So that's something we're going to find out when we talk to Elliot Mason. Like, so Elliot, how do you pronounce your wife's name? Let's just start there. She's a great singer. It's going to be a fun interview, I think. So, cool. But tonight we're listening to and talking about the Jason Marsalis vibraphone player new album. So, Matthew, when we were talking about this album before we started recording, you were surprised when I said that I liked this album. So, why do you have a preconception about my preconceptions?
Because you've told me many times in the past, probably from like day one of us knowing each other, that listening to the vibraphone makes you have to poop. That's the radio way of saying it. I think there were other words used.
Probably.
But I distinctly remember you saying that when you hear the vibraphone, you automatically have to poop.
Well, it's not the case anymore. It's not the case. I mean, for a long time, I really avoided vibraphones. I think part of it is that our good friend Mike Kessler plays vibraphone. And
that was true.
So I've been around it a little bit more. I think that helps. You build up a tolerance to it. My lower extremities, my internal organs, have figured out how to tune it out, apparently. So instead of going into overdrive and all that. So, yeah, but this, I really didn't even notice that this was, it's, I think I'm over my phobia, my fear, aversion to vibraphone. I think it's great.
That's good.
I think next I'm going to have to work on clarinet, oboe, bassoon, vocals, and a violin. I think that's the next instruments I've got to get over. And trumpet. I'm just never going to get over. That's just never going to happen.
Well, you know, take one every year.
And that's right.
So 2018, you got over your phobia of the vibraphone. So you have this whole year to work toward getting over the oboe next year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That'll be good. So maybe January of 2019, we'll be playing a jazz oboe album.
That'll probably be our last episode ever.
That's right. It'd be the one time the people that run the station listen to our show and they're like, are you kidding me? This is what they've been doing. They're playing jazz oboe on their station. We have standards. We have standards here. And that's it. We'll be done.
We'll be done.
It was a good almost 2-decade reign on the radio. 1 hour a week for 18 years, and it's gone.
And just a matter darn oboe.
Because of oboe jazz.
That's right.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay. So, Matthew, what tune do you want to play from this awesome album, Jason Marsalis? We played the opening track, which is fun. It's a good one.
It's eye-opening and really gets you into the music. How about A Peaceful Silence?
You know, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I literally was going to say, let's do A Peaceful Silence. I think this is a beautiful tune. And Peaceful Silence is made up of two different tunes. I don't know if you knew this, Matthew.
Mm-mm.
But it is based on the tune Peace by Horace Silver and Silence by Charlie Hayden. So it's kind of a combination of two tunes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I like both Horace Silver and
Charlie Hayden.
Yeah. Big fan of both. So.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to these tunes and you're thinking, "Bah, they're somewhat reminiscent of something else," this is why. Because they're based on other tunes, other grooves, maybe other chord changes, or they've taken certain aspects of these tunes and kind of made it their own, which is really... it's very cool, very creative. So I dig it. So here it is. This is from Jason Marsalis, and this is the tune, A Peaceful Silence. Thank you. Peaceful Silence by Jason Marsalis. You can hear this tune and others this coming Sunday at The Jazz Kitchen. For more information, please go to thejazzkitchen.com. You are currently listening to Have You Heard right here on WICR 88.7. My name is Richard Dole.
And I am Matthew Altizer.
And you're listening to Have You Heard right here on 88.7. WICR. I'm Richard Dole.
Hey, didn't we just do this?
Oh my gosh, it was like a flashback.
Wow.
Whoa, man. We could have, I wonder how long we could have done that before somebody called into the station. I think your radio show's on a skip. I think it's your needle's stuck. Oh well. Next time, we'll have to do that more often.
Yeah. That way we can really find out what our listenership is.
And maybe they'll learn our names finally. Hey. Well, hey, man, why don't we listen to a upbeat, fun tune? I'm thinking Bourbon Street Ain't Mardi Gras. What do you think about that?
I think we should do it. That'd be a great one.
It's a fun tune. It's a great arrangement by Jason Marsalis and his 21st Century Trad Band. You can hear him this Sunday at the Jazz Kitchen. Here it is, Bourbon Street Ain't Mardi Gras. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
Bourbon Street Ain't Mardi Gras. That's by Jason Marsalis from his brand new album, Melody Reimagined, Book One, with his band, 21st Century Trad Band. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
You're listening to Have You Heard. It's a fun night, Matthew. This is some great music.
It is. It's exciting, especially since Mr. Marsalis will be in Indianapolis this week. You can hear this music, and I'm sure other music as well, by Marsalis at the Jazz Kitchen on the 28th. Is that right?
That's right. It's Sunday, the 28th. This album just came out January 19th. So it's, you know, within 10 days of it being released, and he's already on the road pushing it, which is super cool. And there are 9 tracks to this album. They're all really good. And we've listened to a few of them, and like, there's just not a bad tune on this record. There's not a tune that I would think, I don't think we should play that one. I don't know. They're all they're all super good. So, you know, what I would love to do, I'd like to do something a little bit up. This is a tune that kind of is reminiscent to me of the tune Seven Steps to Heaven. Kind of the same hits in it, kind of the same form, to my ears at least. They retitled it called Soot Sprites. They have fun titles too on this album. So why don't we listen to that, and maybe right after that, I don't know, Matthew, if we can do two in a row here, maybe the track 80, which has Ellis Marsalis and Delphio. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Ellis is, of course, piano player. Sounds amazing. And Delphio, trombone player. And I just love his sound. I think he has an amazing sound on the trombone. So here we go. This is Soot Sprites and 80. And this is from the new Jason Marsalis album, which you can hear him this Sunday at the Jazz Kitchen.
Bye.
Soot Sprites and 80. That last one featured Ellis and Delphio Marsalis on the Jason Marsalis album, Melody Reimagined Book 1 with the 21st Century Trad Band. They're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen this Sunday, January 28th. For more information, please go to thejazzkitchen.com. I imagine tickets will probably go pretty quickly. But man, what an opportunity to see this great band up close and personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And again, this is, like you said earlier, the first family of American jazz right here.
That's right.
You have Jason Marsalis, who is the youngest of the Marsalis kids.
That's right. Yeah.
So, I mean, they have their own band pretty much. Jason Marsalis, drummer and percussionist, Delphio, trombone player, Wynton Marsalis, everyone knows Wynton, trumpet and cornet. Branford Marsalis, saxophonist, clarinet, and Ellis Marsalis Jr. is pianist.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's and amazing. The father of the previously mentioned four Marsalis brothers.
That's right. What a fun time those guys must have getting together. I bet they don't get together and jam. I bet they just leave the instruments at home and just hang out and have a nice dinner.
They might. Yeah.
And I bet if they do jam, it's pretty good. I bet that's pretty, yeah, hey, let's play a tune, Pops. And then they sit down and start playing. I don't know. Well, we're going to end tonight, Matthew, with a tune that both you and I really liked.
Yep.
And we don't always see eye to eye on everything. Usually I present something and you're not so sure on and eventually get sold on it. And you present something and I'm not sure about it, but then I get sold on it once I start listening to it. This is one of the rare, not rare, but it happens that we both listen to it and we're like, this is great. This is a great album. And this track we both really dig, and we're going to end the show tonight with a tune called Never Forget the 23rd Letter. It's a great ostinato in the beginning, and the solos are just swinging. It's just a fun band to listen to. So we hope to see everybody out this Sunday at the Jazz Kitchen to see Jason Marsalis. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to end the show with Never Forget the 23rd Letter. Thank you.
have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.